For the Balsam's current owners, there are many uncertainties surrounding a developer's proposal to expand the historic but closed resort. A big one is, does the developer, main entrepreneur Les Auten, actually have the money to quadruple the resort's size into something the likes of Killington in Vermont? Another pressing question is how far turbines like this can throw ice. And would the state site evaluation committee agree to change a standard set 5 years ago that says people should be kept at least 1,300 feet from any turbine? Scott Trenchmontaine is spokesman for the Balsam's current owners, Dan Hebert and Dan Digest. He says clarity on the setback issue is essential.
Until we have that certainty, we can't move forward.
And getting clarity could be tricky. The Granite Reliable Wind Farm hosts 33 turbines, and some run along the ridgeline directly next to the areas the Balsams would like to use. The SEC's 2009 approval of the wind farm included the requirement that people should be, quote, discouraged from coming within 1,300 feet. The idea was that distance would protect people from injuries, including being hit by ice thrown by a blade. At the time, the setback issue generated little discussion with the SEC, and the 1,300-foot number was taken directly from the standards in the turbine's operating manual. The current manual no longer includes a specific setback distance. Instead, the manufacturer says a consultant should check each location to determine what's safe.
Ice doesn't, even when it does get thrown, doesn't get thrown very far, and it's in the order of a couple of hundred feet from the turbine, not thousands of feet.
Ian Baring-Gold is a researcher with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado. His research has found that no one who wasn't a wind farm employee, working very close to the turbines, has ever been hurt by ice thrown from a blade. Using an industry rule of thumb, the setbacks for turbines like those in the North Country would be about 800 feet. That's according to René Quétin, a Swiss researcher who studies cold weather turbines. His research shows that ice isn't thrown more than about 500 feet. Balsam spokesman Scott Trenchmontaine says they'd like to see a 500-foot limit for normal conditions and a 1,000-foot limit if icing is likely.
And we know from industry research and best practices and precedent that's been set at other ski areas around the country and around the world, that's a very conservative and safe set of distances.
According to the National Ski Areas Association, there are about a half dozen resorts around the country with nearby wind turbines. At Jiminy Peak in Massachusetts, official Jim Van Dyke says they set up a 1,000-foot buffer.
And that way we exceeded GE's setback, and we're reasonably assured that we weren't putting the public or ourselves in harm's way when it comes to turbine ice shedding in the wintertime.
However, there are safety issues beyond ice throw, and they could occur year-round. If a turbine has a serious mechanical failure, it's possible for its parts to be thrown farther than ice. Other complicating factors include an ATV and snowmobile trail that already passes within 650 feet of the turbines. And the 1,300-foot limit doesn't apply to abutters, so a ski slope on an adjacent property would not be limited by the SEC ruling. It would be the job of the State Site Evaluation Committee to figure all this out, and the wind farm's owner, Brookfield Renewable Power, must be the one to ask the SEC to change the 1,300-foot limit. Brookfield says it's open to asking the SEC for a change, but first, it wants proposed developer Les Auten to fund a safety study. Auten declined to be interviewed. Spokesman Trenchmontaine says a study is being considered, but he added there's already plenty of research on the issue, and a full-blown study would delay the project. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.